Mocha Show on Kiss 92.5.
So a guy named Jake Fauci. Fauci.
Fauci.
Fauci. He's on hold. Be quiet. YouTube kid. And he's 14, and he puts a video up. I guess his voice dropped real young, and it dropped real deep one day. Mm-hmm. And he puts a video up on YouTube of him doing Damn It Maury's Dream in Life, which is the movie voiceover voice.
Yeah.
Do you have that there?
Of the kid?
Yeah.
Jake? Oh, yeah. All right, check this out.
Hello, my name is Jake. I am 14 years old.
Yeah, right.
I'm trying to become a voice actor, and this is my movie trailer guy impression. In a world where the Earth was no longer in our control, with our survival at stake, we have one chance, and that chance is to fight back. Get ready for the most thrill ride motion picture event of the year, Apocalypse, in theaters everywhere, Friday.
No way!
So
14 years old!
Yeah, and here, I'll play this. He was on Ellen yesterday. Maury's losing his mind right now.
Uh-huh.
That's creepy. I mean, like, it's just because you're so young and that, like, your voice is, like, so deep. That's just weird. I mean, it's great, but to go, hey, baby, is like, you know. Do you play jokes on people?
I do. I actually play a lot of jokes. I have my JV coach. His name is Jason. He's got a really good sense of humor.
What is JV?
And when I'm on the bench, because I'm not really that good at soccer. He's.
What does JV mean?
I don't know.
He's usually in there, and I'm trying to get in the game.
Like junior varsity?
Junior varsity.
All right. Anyway, Jake is on hold. We're going to have him do a big movie guy voice off with Damn It Maury.
Yo, Jake.
Yeah.
What up, dude? It's the Roz and Mocha Show, Kiss 92.5 in Toronto. How you doing?
I'm doing well. How about yourself?
Good.
Doing great.
When did your voice drop, bro?
When I was like 13, it dropped, actually. So I was in eighth grade and still with all the high-pitched friends of mine. So.
Did you always have somewhat of a low, deep voice growing up?
Yeah, my voice was always a little bit deeper than everybody else's, but
yeah.
Once it dropped, it got way deeper than everybody else's.
And then when did you come to the realization that, holy crap, I could actually make a living using only my voice?
Well, I saw that Geico commercial with Don LaFontaine, and I tried doing it, and I could do it pretty much exactly like him, and I'm like, well, maybe I should follow this up.
So. This guy, it's very odd to meet another guy who is that obsessed with doing voiceover work. It's a very odd thing to have an obsession about. Damn It Maury, our producer, is also obsessed with his own voice. Have you heard him talk before?
Yes, I have.
What do you think of Maury's voice?
He's got a really deep voice.
Oh my God, he told Maury, come over to your microphone. I bet he's going
to. Talked to you, Maury, before you say anything, Jake, when Maury was talking to you and setting up this interview, did he at any point in any of the conversations bring up that he also does voice work?
Yes.
Did he at any point during any of those conversations start doing his movie voice?
No.
Saving that for today. When did you record the YouTube video?
That was like around a month and a half ago, maybe.
Okay.
I don't know exactly how long it was.
And you got like a million hits already? Well, you were on Ellen, what, yesterday?
Yes, sir.
So wild. Has anybody called you for work yet?
I work for an agency, so all that is.
You already have an agent?
Yes, sir.
Wow. And are you getting calls like crazy now?
Yes, but I had my mom block my phone from everyone except my parents and a couple of my friends so that I don't get random messages. So
is it movie companies or is it just companies in general wanting your voice to talk about their product?
Yeah, like commercial companies and movie companies and radios and stuff like that.
Now, did Ellen hook this up for you?
Actually, she helped out, but it was mainly just my parents and just going to New York and being on Good Morning America and stuff.
Wow. Okay, so damn it, Maury, when I drive in the car with Maury in the morning, he'll hear like some, you know, big voice guy on the radio, and then Maury just sits there and does it in his seat, and after he finishes every line, he gives himself that look like, yeah, I did that better. Which is true. You do that, Maury. So, Maury, do you have something to read? Would you like to... you let us know what you think of this, Jake.
Okay.
I wrote it out from your YouTube, all right?
All
right. Here we go. In a world where the Earth was no longer in our control, with our survival at stake, we have one chance, and that chance is to fight back. Get ready for the most thrill-ride motion picture event of the year. Apocalypse. In theaters everywhere, Friday.
Okay, hold on. Then you do a line.
In a world where one man had the opportunity of a lifetime, get ready for one of the most epic events of the year. Rise Down, in theaters everywhere, Friday.
Ah, so much better. Dude, that was awesome.
Hey, Jake, do you want to hear what Maury really sounds like?
Yeah, sure.
Okay, Mocha has something on tape. Play that for him.
I'm a gay guy. Just go to the parade.
That's what Maury's voice really sounds like. That's Maury at his natural, in his natural state.
No, it's not. In a world.
Now, Yuka, you say in a world. Okay, Maury, go.
In a world.
Jake.
In a world.
Maury.
Everywhere.
Jake.
One man.
One world.
One opportunity.
Okay, Maury, you say Roz and Mocha.
Yeah?
And then Jake, you say Roz and Mocha, okay?
Roz and Mocha.
Roz and Mocha.
Yeah, Jake.
Jake, clear winner.
Clear winner.
Dude, thanks so much
thanks
for being
so
a
much,
part of the
bro.
Roz and Mocha show today, dude.
Thank you for having me.
Right on, see you, man. Wake
your ass up. The Roz and Mocha show, weekdays 5:30 to 9 on KISS 92.5.